So good morning, Charged Up Studio listeners. I am so glad to have you here with us. This is Dana Olivo, your host and CEO of Market Atomy LLC. I'm excited for you to meet my guest this week. Ms. Robbie Wells is the CEO of The Wall Speak, host of Bold Girl Biz podcast, an author, speaker, and success coach. Robbie's coaching centers around structure, accountability, and focus to capture the individual as well as the organization to ignite an understanding of personal power leading to institutional shifts, higher levels of employee engagement and morale, achievement, and productivity. So let's all give a charged up studio stage welcome to Ms. Robbie Wells. Welcome, Robbie.
Oh, thank you for having me. That is fantastic. Thank you. That was a great introduction.
Yes, no, definitely. All right. So today's podcast is just going to be a conversation. I don't have a lot of questions set to talk to Robbie about, but in doing my research on Robbie and what she does, I found that our energies and focus align in many ways. And I'd like to tap into more about how you work with your clients and the results you drive to obtain.
It's great.
So let's just get started. So tell us just a little bit about you, Robbie, first.
All right. Well, thank you, audience. I hope everyone is doing well out there. I am an educator by profession. So I started in the field of education. And I did that for about 10 years. No, it was approximately 10 years. And, you know, one day I just decided that I was completely out of alignment of who I wanted to become. My family, my entire family, and my family that goes beyond my family, everyone cares. And they stay in that profession. Right now, my parents retired, my mom 42 years, my dad 48 years. Wow. My sisters both are teachers. My other sister is a principal. So everyone is in education. It molded me to be in education as well. I decided I needed to go another route. And one day, as an elementary teacher, I was teaching on I came in the room and I was on the chalkboard getting ready to write today's lesson out. It was a rainy day, a very, very stormy day. And I had a student there. Her name was Emily. And Emily literally did not like the rain. And every time it rained, she would cry. She had very big anxiety around rain. Well, I just went on about my day on the chalkboard. Well, I hear this commotion going on in the background. And Hayden is actually teasing her because today is a rainy day, right? And in that moment, space and time, I really felt that I needed to be done. So I wrote across the board, I'm done. I turned around and Emily rose up. She was, her face was red. She was crying because she had her hands, you know, underneath her, her face was underneath her hands and she was just crying. And she rose up, and I tell you, when she rose up and snarled her little fingers and she said, I'm done too. So in that moment, we both connected and I realized then that I needed to make a shift in my entire life. So, and I had a lot of things to go on before that. And that built me up to have this muscle of resilience. I decided to go into entrepreneurship. So I left my teaching field and became an entrepreneur. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what direction I was in. I didn't even know how to do it. I just knew that there was something inside of me that wanted more. And I had to find out what that was. So that was in 2008. So that happened in 2008. And my first business that I decided to jump into was an alpaca business. Are you familiar with alpacas? Yes, an alpaca business. Now, let me tell you how I got there. My children, we all love animals. We love animals. And so I did a little research and wanted to get my children involved at the time. So that's what I did. And here, this animal, this alpaca, this 4 feet tall, docile, very, very sweet animal. Love it, right? All they do is spit. That is their protective. You know, all they do is spit. I said, yes, we can do that. So I got into the business of alpacas. And the raising whole game, them? Pardon me?
Raising them?
So you don't actually raise them, you show them. So it is a game of genetics. So the alpaca business is you breed the best with the best. And outcomes, they only come in 22 colors. So the best color is at the highest price. And you have to have dense, fine fiber. So I jumped into this business and oh my goodness, we had so much fun because we were going to shows and showing the animals. And it was a great time until it wasn't. So here comes the obstacles of entrepreneurship that no one tells you about, that no one really, you don't know what you don't know, right?
And exactly, my mantra.
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. So there, the economy went down, but I wasn't dependent on the economy. I still was pushing. But as I was still pushing, no one was buying down that in that 2008 downfall, and everything just started to plummet. And so when I did that, things started to slow down and the business started to swindle and I had to close my business, okay? It was so devastating because I was on this high, right? I was like, yes. But I did have to close that business. I did go into coaching school and started to really find out who I wanted to be and with much clarity. Yeah. Those are the things that in my business that I teach right now. I say I'm a success coach, but actually it's an entrepreneur coach. Yeah. So I teach entrepreneurs on this journey of resilience, building your resilience muscles, because obstacles will come, things will come your way, and you have to know how to build that muscle and push through. Right. And when I tell you, that is what I stand for. That's what my podcast is called, Bold Girl Biz. And bold comes from being bold when you fall down, because you will fall down. Setbacks. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. All these things will come your way. Be prepared and be ready. Right. And that's what I teach my clients is that. And then when they get into business, we do two things. We do market research and then we build that resilience muscle. So those two things is what I start. I did not leave the education field right away. Well, I did leave it. Then I picked it back up. And my husband and I bought a franchise. And so I'm a franchise owner. So all of that business is put into that package. And I wanted to jump into that because the system was in place. Right. Every business needs a system, mm-hmm. right? And if you don't know that, I want to show you and teach you how to do that, because right. you need a system. You need that whole piece to build your business, because here are the hard facts. 90% of your listeners will go out of business within the next 3 years if they do not have these in place.
Right.
They call them pillars. They are necessary. You right. need to have pillars in place.
Right. No, and that's exactly it. That's where I see that we're aligned in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Because we do work with, you know, your small business owners who mm-hmm. basically don't know what they don't know about right. running a successful business. And it's not that they're not equipped to do it or intelligent enough to do it, is that they don't know where to start and what to do next and, you know, and things like that. And to teach them the skills that, you know, major corporation CEOs and things like that learned through college. Yes. They don't have that opportunity. They don't have the time because they have to work, or maybe it's because they just don't have the funding to go back to school. Either way, either way, you still have to get that knowledge base that's needed in order to start and launch a successful business. And, you know, where we align is the fact that, you know, we work with the same clientele, you know, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. fact that we both believe that we have to understand that there's a process to growing a business. And as Absolutely. You said, that muscle, that resiliency muscle right. that's needed, you're going to run into roadblocks. But I'm a firm believer that if you have that knowledge base, you can avoid a lot of those roadblocks.
You do. And you yes.
can. Yes. You can. You can yes. mitigate them. You're prepared for them and everything. So.
Correct. Right. And so the resilient mindset is the growth mindset.
Yeah.
You know, it's fluid. It gives you permission to learn and to pivot. And most people will have a fixed mindset. And we all know that a fixed mindset, on the other hand, resists, hides, it dummies down, it says you're not enough. When you make flaws, you tend to blame yourself. You feel very low in self-esteem. So I turn that around.
Yeah.
And here's an example. We're all human. So we've all been there. We've all had that fixed mindset. Just in this, it was February, I was invited to be on a TV show. And here's the true story is I misread the time I was supposed to be on the show. Oh my goodness, when I tell you the feelings, the gut feelings inside of my stomach dropped, I felt like a failure, to be honest with you. And, you know, I kept beating myself up. You know, you say, I'm not good enough. I'm not for this. Those thoughts will come. You have to face them.
Yeah.
Most people will not face them. They will just dummy down. And I don't want your viewers to do that. I want you to look at that problem. That was my mistake. You know, I did that. So I just totally misread the time. And we were on the same time schedule, like we were on Central Time Zone. I just don't know how in the world that happened.
Sometimes yeah. it's just you have so much stuff going on at the
so
same time and you get
on.
Confused. You know, it yes. happens. It you know, but it's funny that you said that because as a coach, which you are, and I have a coaching division, I'm more of a mentor. The division does the coaching side, you know. But I've been through enough of coaching to know, okay,
yeah.
what you're talking about as far as that you know, not feeling good enough and that low self-esteem and all of that. For the longest time, I was approached with psychiatrists, psychologists, and things like that, saying, you need to go back to your childhood. You need to find out, because what was yeah. happening is I was continuously failing in business mm-hmm. or in my career. Okay. I believed I could do anything and I would work and I would do great. But what happened was when it got to a point where, okay, success came to the table, I would basically something would happen.
Clam up. Yes.
Something would happen that I would not cross over that line to receiving the reward for all the work I had done.
And this is so important.
It was self-sabotage.
Self-sabotaging. And
right.
so I have a client right now. She's a ghostwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And she drew this, looked like mushrooms all through the page, but every mushroom had all of her clients on there. She said to me, I just freeze. I don't, I don't want to continue to write. I got to, and it's not the anxiety. I love doing it. I'm afraid. Like, I just completely stopped. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked because most people will look at that and say, okay, I got to get this done. No, she says, she looked at it. She goes, I have anxiety and I know how to do this. So we had to really go back down to her childhood. And this is what I have my clients do. So you pick that one thing, and it could be one word, it could be a phrase, whatever it is. And I want you to go into your kitchen and you get a plate.
Yep.
And I want you to take that plate, and I want what all of your frustration is to say that out loud and then to throw that plate, because you have to break that bound. What bounds you, right? What yeah. binds you?
Yeah.
So that is was literally. She's a very gifted writer.
Yeah.
When she saw this, and you know, she knew it was her income. That was the only thing that was pushing her, but she didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. It was just yeah. it was something that she had not dealt with.
Well, and a lot of times that, yeah, a lot of times that has to do with the fact that maybe her upbringing was not the best.
Yeah, and that's what we found out.
Yeah, yep. maybe. And I'm the same way.
Said.
Yeah, yep. I'm the same way. And I said, yep. I don't want to relive my childhood. It wasn't the best. I had accepted it. I had a major accident in Brazil, which resulted in PTSD. That's why I had gone to the psychiatrist and everything. Mm. And I said, I was fine before the accident. Why can't I get back to where I was before the accident? And right. it wasn't until almost a year later that it finally got through to me that, you know, I could believe all I wanted, but what I was having a problem doing is receiving. That believe and receive. And right. believing that the belief only went so far. Believing I could accomplish something is one thing, but believing I could accomplish something and accept that I accomplished it was very difficult.
Wow, that takes me to her next step. And this is so very key for your audience. I mean, this is literally key. She absolutely wanted to move forward, but she couldn't, right? She just.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Just, yeah.
Yes. She just could not do it. But when she came to that realization that, okay, this is what was holding her back, it was the only thing that kind of set out the gate. I mean, this just happened recently. So it is so very vital that yeah. you deal with those things and that you acknowledge it. Because if you don't acknowledge it, then you will stay. It's a box that doesn't need to be it.
Right.
It's not your reality, right?
Right.
And that you got to go outside of your imagination so that you can do the things that you want to do. Mindset is everything. This is the right. biggest piece of that. And so that's what I like to teach, a resilient mindset, because it is the mark of a successful entrepreneur. It really is.
Right.
Because we learn from our mistakes, and you know, we take the flaws and all the things that we see as a part of a learning process.
Right.
So that's what it does. It sees the opportunities, and we can step over the obstacles and step back over all of the setbacks. Yes.
Right. So in my research, when I was researching you and everything, I noticed that you have a program or a conference that you do that's called Without Fear.
Yes.
Okay. Talk a little bit yeah. about that, because I also have one. It's called Fear or Faith.
Oh, okay. I love that. Same yeah. concept. Yes. Yes.
You decide, you know, and basically it follows what I went through when I had my accident down in Brazil. So, you know, but I'd like mm-hmm. to find out where you come from when you talk about Without Fear.
Yes. So my Without Fear comes from a long time ago. So when I was young, I got hit by a car. When I was hit by a car, everything around me, I was afraid to do. I was afraid to get in the car. I was afraid to, literally, I'm kind of a tomboy. So, but that sparked this whole fear around what I needed to do. I had to come out of that fear. This is the true story. And this is my favorite movie that I'm going to say, and that's The Wizard of Oz. So I saw myself as Dorothy throughout the whole time, finding my way home. I want to go home. And I needed the courage, like the lion, to really step out of that fear. So my dad put me back in the car. He put me on a motorbike. So he did everything in his power to get me to not have that fear. And that is how Without Fear came about. It is a true back in time that really built resilience for me. And that's what I talk about.
Interesting. You talked about it being a car accident, because the accident I had, I was crossing the street down in Brazil and was hit by a bus.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. Which led into about 2 years worth of, recuperation, PTSD, surgeries, things like that. So, and a lot of enlightenment, learning more about myself, those kind of things.
Yes.
But there, for the longest time, I had the fear, it was PTSD. It was, yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Right. And so, when I talk fear or faith, as far as what I am doing, I'm getting back to not only when I had the accident, okay, just before the accident happened, when I looked at the bus, the headlamps on the bus, which was right in front of me, I just shut down. I had accepted the fact that this was it, and I was okay with it.
Wow.
At the time. I don't remember anything about the accident, or anything like that. But then when I found out after I got from Brazil back to the US and the PTSD came in, okay, that's where the fear really intensified, because physically I'd always believed, no problem. I can come back from that. Mentally, that scared me.
Mm-hmm.
That scared me. And that's why we started going to the psychiatrist, psychologist, and things like that, because I had no control over the mental capacity, and what happened was during the process, there were a lot of things that came to light. One is part of the reason why I feared, going back and reliving, is because I was afraid the pain would come that I didn't remember.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. I see you. Yeah.
I was afraid of the pain and being able to remember that.
Wow.
Funny thing is my daughter, when she found out about the accident, she was 8 months pregnant. So we didn't tell her right away.
Okay.
When she found out about it, she immediately went onto YouTube and she found the accident on YouTube. Those are your millennials nowadays.
Yeah.
That's them. She found the accident, and it took me a year before I even went and watched the video. So the faith comes in where, when I realized, okay, I can do things.
There you go.
That's where that self-sabotaging came to light. And I realized, okay, this is a hurdle I can get over.
Yes.
And so those are the kind of things. As entrepreneurs, first of all, to go into entrepreneurism, okay, to become a business owner takes a lot of faith and belief to do that. Okay.
Yes.
And that belief and faith is constantly beat down every time you realize the other hat you have to wear. Every hat you have to wear that you don't know how to do, you don't know what you don't know, All right.
That's right.
Beats away, chips away at that belief, at that fear of failure. All right.
And so very true.
Oh yeah. And so that's why I feel as though the earlier I can get in front of them and educate them on what they need to know that they don't know, the better off they'll be as far as surviving these hurdles, these roadblocks that they're going to, you know, meet.
Encounter, right. And so, so let me tell you the story of how I developed Teach Me How to Entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I have a friend, and she's a very good friend of mine. She actually is an RN. And we've been friends for many, many years. And she literally has all these ideas of what she wants to do. However, she is afraid to take that bold step. And I say the word afraid because when she looks at it, entrepreneurship is an obstacle for her. But she wants to do it. Okay. I have two stories around this. She really wants to do it. So she came to me one day and she said, Bobby, teach me how to be an entrepreneur. Just show me. I want to do this. Boy, did that spark this whole idea of teach me how to be an entrepreneur. And so she is literally my reason of why, because she did ask me. She was frustrated at work. You know, they are our heroes now.
Right.
They're tired and they're frustrated. And she really wants to branch out. She loves nursing, but she wants to do something else as well. Mm-hmm. So I got this program together. Now I have my other teacher friend who's actually my sister-in-law, and she stepped out of teaching as well. And she got into the entrepreneurship. Well, it lasted about 8 months. And she said, I can't do this. It is not for me. Because she ran into a whole gamut of things. So she is back in the classroom right now as we speak at our age, but she is happy. So she did try it.
Yeah, she got it out of her system. Yeah.
She got it out of her system and she didn't like it. So she went back. So that is the resilience piece that I show you those two stories. Say, this one really wants to do it, but she's a little nervous about the whole faith thing. And she wants to do it, but she doesn't have that step of faith to do it. Right. And then Shasta over here, my sister-in-law, she did it and she went shringled right back into it. So it takes resilient mindset. And that's what I like to talk about. Like today, I want your audience to choose to be resilient.
Yeah.
Because it is so important just to know that things, obstacles, setbacks, failures, all those things will happen. They don't keep us down. It is a growth process. It is there for in place to build your muscle. It's like when you go to the gym. You don't go one day, you go consistently. And in that consistency, your muscles begin to get big and you begin to get buff or whatever you're working on. You have to change your mindset in order to live exactly the way you want to. You're the creator. So you can create exactly what you want.
Yeah. That no, definitely. Definitely.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So you said that you have a summit coming up. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Beautiful. So my summit is Teach Me to Entrepreneur. I have 5 live speakers and 5 pre-recorded speakers. I am a very intimate mentor coach. And what I like to do is I want you to have a takeaway, many takeaways. So I have 5 different entrepreneurs that are going to be delivering 5 different messages. They are on business one-on-one. They are marketing, sales, mindset, and speaking to your business. Well, those are my 5 live speakers. And then I have 5 pre-recorded speakers that are going to talk about how to package your business. If you want to become an author. So I got author and I've got package your business. I talk about email system. So all of those things are just a little gamut of your business. And guess what? I plan to do this again. This is going to be my rinse and repeat of Teach Me How to Entrepreneur.
Very good. And so when is this summit coming up?
So the summit is going to be May 11th. It'll be at 12 Eastern time. It's just 12 to 5. So carve out your day from 12 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can do 11 Central and Mountain. Where are you?
I'm in Eastern.
Okay, you're Eastern. Yes. Okay, yeah. Good. So that's why I said Eastern. So 12 to 5.
Okay.
And that is your day of impact. And right. It is my desire, my goal is for the audience to take away your golden nuggets from these industry speakers that will show you and teach you the way into entrepreneurship.
Do you have a landing page set up for that?
I do. I can put it in the chat. Chat for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll make sure that it all shows up in the transcripts for this as well. Although okay, this is May 11th, so.
Yeah, so it's actually coming up, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just thinking about when I would be able to air this, but we'll talk about that later.
You say
you're going to rinse and repeat. How often are you going to do it?
I'm thinking the next time I'll do this will be 2 months.
Okay. So every couple of months. Okay.
Yes. We'll see how this one goes. And I definitely want to do it live.
Okay. Great.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
So this is a virtual event and everything is there for you. It's going to be a great time. I am super excited about it.
Great.
It's my first. So you get to see yours truly and many others that will be there.
No, that's perfect. So any last tips you want to give to our listeners?
Sure. My last tips, I want to share that today you should be done. Yeah. Done with all of life setbacks and the things that you really want to do. You are the creator, and I want you to believe you can do it. You are enough. And number two is know the results that you want. Once you know the results that you want, I want you to take massive action. When you take action, you are showing the way. You are leading the way as a leader.
So how can people get a hold of you should they want to?
Absolutely. So the way to get to me is text the word BOLD. And is this going to be on video? Because it's right there. BOLD, B-O-L-D, 55312. And all of my information is there. Podcast, you can set my calendar is on there. So just scroll down to the bottom and definitely schedule a time with me. We'll just dance. That's what we do. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yes. So text the word BOLD to 55312 and I'll put that in the chat too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it, guys. I want to thank you all for joining us once again today. Make sure to leave a review on whatever podcast delivery platform you're on today, or go to the Charged Up Studio Facebook page or Google page and leave a review. If you want to learn more about different topics or skill sets associated with growing a successful business, visit our online e-learning marketing platform or online e-learning platform, marketatomy.academy. I look forward to talking to you once again next week for another exciting episode where small businesses get charged up for success. Thank you once again, Robbie.
Thank you for having me. This has been great. I love the conversation. We truly dance together.
Right. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.